Yes, we are going to continue with the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, to sort things a bit and where we are, in order to associate ourselves better with where we are, and reason and above reason, the difference between the two worlds, where we are for the time being, and where the upper world is, and how we replace our reason, our corporeal reason, with the spiritual reason, which is considered above reason, above our reason, and for it to help us a little more to understand and maybe even feel a little where we are relative to the real reality, the upper one.
And in the study of the Ten Sefirot, I shall briefly reiterate.
Meaning the Creator created a certain aviyut, a coarseness, a cloudiness in us that needed to be purified, and in order to purify it, on purpose for us to purify it, it was made by this force from above which comes to us, and then the act of purification of the evil in us, which is the will to receive, which he will explain later, our ego, the way we cleanse ourselves from our egos, from in order to receive, from attributing what happens to us, those actions are called purification. So we need to purify ourselves from the intention in order to receive, that is, to from attributing everything to ourselves, and then to disconnect from ourselves and come to being objective, disconnected from ourselves, is called tzimtzum, restriction, and above that, acts of bestowal outside of us are already the acts of giving. Yes?
I shall reiterate here briefly that the thought of creation was to delight the creatures in accord with his abundant generosity. For this reason, a great desire and craving to receive his abundance was imprinted in the souls. This is so because the will to receive is the kli for the measure of pleasure in the abundance. Since the measure and strength of the will to receive the abundance precisely corresponds to the measure of pleasure and delight in the abundance.
Meaning the desire in us, according to the desire in us, we can measure the extent in which we receive from the Creator. That's the desire. But other than that, there are conditions for receiving the abundance, as the desire needs to be suited to the abundance and its opposite to it. So there's a problem. There's a thing and its opposite. So according to the size of the desire, we can receive the abundance as much as possible. And the desire needs to be not a desire to receive of ours, but also in order to bestow. Otherwise, that abundance will not come. So we seemingly have to do two opposite actions here from one another. On one hand, to want to receive. On the other hand, to want to bestow. How to connect these two things together in one topic is the problem. Good morning.
Good morning, Rav. About the thought of creation, is it just light or light with kli? Can we clarify that?
The thought of creation is that which comes down to us from the Creator, as in the thought of creation, everything is included. Light and kli and all of creation, everything that is innovated and renewed from the Creator, from above down, is the thought of creation, which includes all of reality, except...
When we read the preface, we don't really understand what it's about. What should be the right intention reading the preface?
When we study Pticha, first of all, we are learning and wanting to understand what we're learning. By this, we awaken the lights, the light, the upper light, which shines on us. That's one thing. Secondly, when we learn, we somehow learn together. Look how many people together studying and wanting to understand. So accordingly, we ask, seemingly pray to the Creator to understand, to grasp, to identify with it. This on its own is also a prayer. And it doesn't matter how much we understand. The main thing is that we want to ascend by this. Meaning the intention of the study needs to be correct. That by this study, we want to discover the light, to discover the desire to bestow, to discover the Creator, to come closer to Him.
I'll go back to item 3. The above-mentioned order of cascading, which brings the will to receive to its final form in this world, meaning why all this cascading, this whole development from En Sof down to this world, in order to reach a will to receive here below, which is us. So we need to know, here is the Creator above, here is us below, and everything here between us, all these worlds, connect us with the Creator. So we need to know what their nature is, how the Creator works in us through them, and how we, from below, can work towards the Creator. So, the order of cascading, which brings the will to receive to its final form in this world, meaning here the will to receive reaches its final form, which is only reception, follows a sequence of four prinot that exists in the four-letter name. These four degrees, four phases. Because the four letters Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, that means Havaya, in His name, this is called the Creator's name. Why is it called the Creator's name? Because when we reveal from below upwards the upper light, we ultimately discover how the Creator influenced us from above downwards. By that, we know His actions. And from His actions, we know Him. This is called, through your actions, the actions of creating us from above downwards. If we start learning that, we begin to understand and recognize Him. Who is He? What is He towards us? How He shaped us the way we are, and why. And in our way from below up, thus, there's not a creature in this world below, that is not initiated in En Sof, in the thought of creation to delight His creatures. Meaning everything that we have here in this world, the lowest degree there is, still comes down from above all the way to us. Meaning there's nothing new that happens. Of course, things are changing here on the way, but their root is all included in En Sof. And that's how it appears in this world. In a way, there's not a creature in this world that is not initiated in En Sof, in the thought of creation to delight His creatures. And His creatures are actually here in this world. Meaning, this whole reality, from the Creator all the way into the level of this world and the human beings in this world, all of this is in order to to obligate us to rise all the way back to Ein Sof. That's the purpose of creation. So we have to be taken to a degree where we are completely detached from the Creator, where we can acquire the point of independence, and then with that independence we rise back up to the Creator, and then we are bonded with Him. But that means we exist and He exists, and we are equal to Him. And that's the thought of creation, to bring the created beings to a point where they are like the Creator. This is called delighting the created beings. Hence, it is innately comprised of light and kli. Innately meaning that as it emerges from the Creator in Ein Sof, there is immediately light and kli, meaning a certain measure of abundance with the will to receive that abundance. And the measure of abundance extends existence from existence, from His Self, meaning the light exists and comes out of the Creator, and the will to receive the abundance is initiated existence from absence, meaning that it didn't exist before. But for that will to receive to acquire its final quality, what's its final quality? That the will to receive will actually stand on its own, where it can stand on its own, completely independent of the Creator, feeling that I exist, that I shall rule. It must cascade along with the abundance within it through the four worlds, Atzilut Briya Yetzira Asiya. This completes creation in light and kli. Light and kli. So what is happening here in the body and the light of life in it? Just like with us, we're not referring to the flesh and blood body. We're talking about the will to receive, which exists because there is some small light in it. I'm not pointing to this body. Why? Because this body just makes us animals, not human.
So the creature wants to be like the Creator, similar to the Creator. What is this sensation to be similar to the Creator, like the Creator?
That you're going to discover on your own. It cannot be explained. A feeling cannot be told. A feeling needs to be felt within one's kli. Almata.
Good morning, dear Rav. Thank you for letting me ask the question. In the degree, how can we understand correctly what the desire of the Creator is that fills the creature? What is that desire? How to understand it correctly?
It's only by raising ourselves above reason to the degree of Bina, and then we need to feel the Creator. That's what we've learned. All these days, we've learned about what faith above reason means. What is the degree of Bina above the degree of Malchut? The degree of Bina is this. And the degree of Malchut is this. So we need to rise from Malchut to Bina. When we rise from from Malchut to Bina, we begin to feel Ketel, the root. We don't resemble it yet, but we begin to sense it. And in order to actually come to it, we're going to have to receive the whole light of Chokhmah in order to bestow, and then we rise from the degree of Bina.
I've chosen this material on purpose in order to bring all the people that are together with us now to a state where we will all know where we are, what are we talking about. So we have to go over the preface in a relatively short way, abbreviated way, because it gives a person a general picture of the structure of reality, of where is the creator, where is the created being, how do they interact according to which laws and so on. And therefore, we have to go over the preface even several times. Well, actually, we have to go over the preface every time, because this is a problem for us every time we get new students, and this is a problem in a group that's changing so much all the time. But gradually, we will reach a state where we will be able to be engaged in tests. The good thing about the preface is that after 20 or 30 lessons, we get an understanding, a picture of the whole of reality, the connections, we can relate it to our inner work, meaning the structure of the whole of reality. That's the main thing, and it's very important to pass this on to a student. I don't even know what to say, so ask.
The question is, when we studied without you, the workshops, how do we do it? What kind of questions to ask in a workshop? What do you understand about it? That's the question. Because we're going to repeat the lesson today, excerpts. So I want an advice from you.
Specifically this lesson?
Study of Pticha. We're going to take a video from this part of Pticha and also from the second part.
Well, here we actually didn't even finish yet. Item 3, we did finish, okay. So here, we learned the general structure that we have the degree of the Creator called Ensof, the degree of the created being called Olam Azeh, this is us. And what do we have from the Creator down to Adam, to the created being? What do we have here? We have the worlds of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, and their root called Adam Kadmon, the world of Ketel. And so we don't yet learn why are there so few worlds, the name Yud K Vav K with the tip of the Yud. Why is Tiferet called Zer Anpin, and why does it include six Sfirot in it? Why are all these things called Avaya? There's no explanation here. I understand that you're asking, and there's a thousand different questions to ask here, but all of these things, they will clear up a bit later. For beginners, you see that there is a certain system here, a certain matrix. There is the Creator at the top, the created being at the bottom, and something that connects between the two. And this is what we learned about today. And that's it. So, the fact that we learn about this structure, about this matrix, about what connects between the Creator and the created being and the other way around. Mark.
А вот эти две стороны, свет и желание получать.
The two sides, the light and the will to receive. The will to receive, I can somehow tie to us and measure to some extent. When the light works on us, it changes our emotional state. But the light itself, can you tie it to our world somehow, or is it impossible right now?
No, the all has nothing to do with the world. It spreads from the Creator, and according to the will to receive of the created being, it shines upon him in several ways, as Ol Pnimi or Ol Makif, in different ways. And the purpose of the light is to shake the will to receive up, to arrange it in such a way that it will want to adjust itself to the light. That's all that happens. And therefore, we can influence the light to the measure to which we become like the light, like the quality of bestowal. Then accordingly, we connect with the light and we can bestow. Or we still can't bestow to the light or influence the light in the form of bestow, so we can pray to the light, awaken its chisaron. By our chisaron, we awaken the chisaron in the light. Meaning, we have different options of how to influence the light from below up. In short,
from excerpt number 42.
So, the question is, what does faith above reason mean? I'm getting questions about this all the time. So, again, now we can sketch, so let's draw. We have the degree of Malchut. Here we have Zerampin and the degree of Bina.
Bina
is the quality of bestowal.
Malchut,
the quality of reception. As a result of Malchut receiving the qualities of Zerampin, by that it can elevate itself to Bina. What's called Daat in Malchut? And what's in Bina is called above reason. Meaning within reason is Malchut and Bina is above reason. So here, inside the Malchut, you have the quality of reception. In the Bina, you have the quality of
bestowal.
We have to raise our desire from Malchut to Bina, from the will to receive to the will to bestow. We can't change the desire for it to become the desire to bestow. We do it by our will to receive working like the will to bestow. Meaning what? That our will to receive this is the will to receive that used to receive. This is its initial state where it received. we don't want to receive. So the pleasure comes, but we don't want to receive. We don't want to accept it. This is stage number two. And then we even put this condition that I'm willing to receive, but on condition that it's not I who receives pleasure, but you receive the pleasure. So the pleasure can come, and I receive it in order to give you pleasure. This is stage number three. This is how it works. Then there will be the will to receive in order to bestow. This is the form of bestowal on part of the will to receive, meaning the will to receive can receive, first of all. It can not receive. That's the second thing. And it can receive, but in order to bestow. That's the third phase or stage. Is this clear? Yes, Dudi.
What does it mean to acquire the qualities of Zeranpin? What happens between Malchut and Bina? What is that process there?
Well, I can't get into this now, but that gradually the created being is included of the qualities of the Creator, the Zeranpin, in relation to the Creator. It's called Bore. The Zeranpin receives the qualities of the Creator, and by becoming integrated in them, it can become like the Bina. We'll learn about this. This is the process that we'll learn about. But what I want to say here is something simple. That the first thing that we have is our ordinary will to receive, where everyone just wants to receive, wanting to fulfill themselves. The second thing is that we don't want to receive, we don't want to use our will to receive. It doesn't mean that we're disconnected from creation. We feel everything, understand everything, only we don't want to use my own will to receive that disconnects me from the Creator. And then I make a tzimtzum. I don't receive anymore. And then, after I made the tzimtzum, I can use my will to receive in order to bestow. To receive only, enjoy only to the measure to which I can delight the Creator by doing so.
Hello, my teacher, worldly. Number one is clear. Number two is clear. Number three, this action, how does it take place? Is it a prayer to the Creator to change you? How does it happen exactly? How do you do it?
I understand. There's a problem. We'll learn together. But to at least understand that there is the first stage and the second stage. The second stage is that I don't want to receive anything that separates me from the Creator. I don't want to, meaning what? That I'm giving whatever is necessary for my beast, for my animate body, for my beast. You know, your normal basic needs, but my mind and heart, they are directed at acquiring the quality of bestowal or faith above, what we call faith above reason.
Yesterday we said there are stages. For each time it starts over, it inverts and starts from a higher degree each time. But my question is, since we ourselves cannot do anything, so what?
We ourselves can be in a group and try to connect between us, so much so that we cancel the ego, our will to receive, between us. And by disconnecting ourselves from our ego, and by wanting to bestow to each other, we rise upon above our egoistic desire to receive, and by this we become like the Creator, make ourselves similar to the Creator. So the work in relation to us, so that we can see and understand what we're doing, is practical work that is much more practical. In spirituality, we don't know what we do, but between us and the Ten, there's something that we can do. So the work in the Ten precedes the spiritual work with the Creator, and we will merit, once we merit achieving the correct state in the Ten, we'll also merit.
Hello, beloved Rav. You said that in this drawing, each desire, except for the necessary ones, if I understood correctly, we have to correct it with faith above reason. Is this right?
Any desire that we feel has to rise to the level of the Creator, to the level of bestowal, and in relation to us, this is considered faith above reason. It's this kind of formula, faith above reason. It's a kind of sentence that's unclear, and for a long time it's unclear what that is. So now I'm trying to explain it. It is the degree of bestowal that is above the degree of reception, that the Malchut leaves its in order to receive and ascends to the will to bestow.
That means that each desire, as you explained now, if it's not a desire for something necessary in life, then any such desire needs to perform a restriction on it, rise above it, integrate it above it in the Ten, create the common clean, and build a degree of Bina.
You have to make a tzimtzum over every desire, tzimtzum, masach, or chozer, and then from it, from within that corrected desire, you can bestow just as from the bina and even.
Yeah, I too wanted to ask about the restriction that need to perform over every desire. That happens in the internal personal work, or does this screen and personal restriction happen together in the work of the Ten? And if so, how should we do it exactly? What kind of exercises do we perform? I don't know if you can explain to us.
The safest thing to do is to perform spiritual actions in the group and then from the group to the Creator. But if it's really hard for a person, he should try and do this in relation to the Creator, and then he will see that in relation to the Creator, it's not that clear because he doesn't feel it. And so then he'll go back to the Ten and will try to do it in the Ten. It's like Rabash writes about the Ten, about how essential it is. PT 29.
Rav, when we ask to go above reason, what do we do according to this drawing? We cleave to the Anpin.
We want to reach Bina. That's it. Zeranpin, we're not familiar with it. We want to reach Bestol. Toronto 2.
Toronto 2.
Toronto 2.
No, it's clear that I can't perform a restriction by myself over everything. So how can I truly use the 10 so it would help me not to think of those things between me and the Creator?
You're bestowing to the friend just like you want to bestow to the Creator. Try to bestow to the friends like you bestow to the Creator. That's called from love the created beings to the love of the Creator, and this will truly, very precisely in a short way, will lead you to love, to bestow to the Creator, to love the Creator.
Chavel.
Morning, Rav. Where do I take the power to perform action number 2?
To restrict oneself. That's also, the safest thing is to do it, the most certain thing is to do it in the group. That you restrict your actions in relation to yourself as much as possible, because, and you perform as many actions as possible from yourself. It's relatively simple what he's explaining here. He says, a person, Adam, had Daat. He worked with it correctly. He rose to the degree of above reason, above the Daat. And now,
there are
different degrees here. You have Daat here, right?
Daat.
He rose to this degree by the work that he did, and is on the degree of Bina, of bestowal.
Bina.
Once he's in it, he already appreciates the degree of above reason that he's in, above reason, compared to the reason that he has. It's a higher degree. So now what do you do? Simple. He has to now receive new reason. This was Daat number 1, reason number 1. Now it's Daat number 2. And so he has to rise with his above reason to the next degree. To have a greater Bina and a greater Malchut. This was Bina 1, and this was Bina 2. So, always there is Malchut.
Malchut. Yoter Grola.
Always there is a bigger Malchut. And then he can rise to a higher level of Bina. Meaning every time he has a bigger Daat, reason, and then a bigger or greater above reason, meaning those that go above reason reach a state where they also have a bigger reason. And this how one advances. Questions? I don't see any questions. So, our work is that we have a certain will to receive called Daat. This is our will to receive, our ego.
And we are
and then we rise above it and bestow. This is reception.
Kabbalah, וזה ההשפעה.
And this bestow.
השפעה. וכך אנחנו עולים כל פעם יותר ויותר.
And this is how we rise further and further. But what we rise by is that by reaching above reason, the degree of Bina, we reach a state where we have already reached the previous, or we have used the previous reason, we have acquired the above reason, and with then, from above, we're being lowered, and we rise or we ascend to a higher above reason. So if we open this drawing up, we'll like zoom in a bit, then it's supposed to be this way, that we reach we descend further and further every time a bit more in the will to receive, and along with it, we ascend upwards to the will to bestow, and further upwards, and further. This is the will to receive, our will to receive. This is reception. And this bestow.
Ashpa'a.
Bestow. So this is Bina.
וזאת מלכות.
And this מלכות.
כך אנחנו גודלים.
And this how we grow.
Противоположная религии. А можно сделать zoom in по мере сия, как мы
ask from the beginning. He's asking to zoom in on the process of transition from degree to degree. If you can expand on it, or if it's not the time.
This is done from above. Once we ascend to Bina on a certain degree, to the quality of bestowal, right after that, the quality of reception grows in us. It's all done by the light. All actions are done by the light only. There are actions that increase the will to receive, increase the malchut, increase the da'at. It's not done by our participation, but it's done from above. But from below, there is the matter of our request of receiving the above reason, the quality of Bina. So from above, the Creator adds reason. From below up, we elevate a request for Him to give us faith above reason, meaning the force of reception. He increases it in us, and the force of bestowal, we're asking Him to give it to us, and that's how we work. I to my beloved one, and my beloved one to me, like two partners working together. The Creator, He knows how to increase our will to receive and wait until we will ask the will to bestow from Him, meaning the intention of in order to bestow. We asked, He gave us the intention, we rose to a higher level of bestowal, so once again, He increases our will to receive, and again we fall into our reason, into a new reason, a bigger reason. And again, we work in the ten, we direct ourselves correctly toward the Creator, we ask for the force to bestow, He gives us the reforming light, and we rise to Zabina again, and so on.
And if we increase the resolution even further, we will get into tests.
Could be, but you won't understand it. Because for that you have to feel all of these inner discernments to really be in inner work. Where these desires, those desires, Malchut Bina, Zaran Bin, what qualities, amount of lights. This already the
Good morning. We see that to the extent or that the more the force of Kabbalah grows, it is equal to the force of bestowal. In this Kli, the tension grows. What is equivalent to this tension in the Kli?
This tension is really important because it awakens us, not allowing us to fall asleep. And this is how the Creator awakens the people that can correctly participate in this process. Suppose now you see the entire world is in the coronavirus. Everyone's confused, not knowing what to do, not knowing how to go back to the previous state. All in all, 2 months ago, we stopped working a bit. Nothing happened. We didn't change anything, but we can't so simply go back like we closed our businesses and we can't go back to them. We shut down our relationships. Also the relationships between us, between people, we can't go back to the same relationships. It's not that you just go back and you say, okay, that's it, we're going back. Won't happen. We will see how hard it will be for us because we're trying to go back to the previous state and we're different already. And therefore, we can't go back to the same or to the previous state. We have to understand what new state do we have to come to since we're new. And we're not yet familiar with how new we are. It's going to be a very special process now, month over month. It's going to be a very special process until we will somehow not go back. I'm not talking about going back at all, but until we will receive this new form. But it already exists. We have to reach it. However much time it takes, efforts, what can you do? This is how we change. We've entered a period in which the Creator is really correcting us.
From a student in Israel, Rav says you don't have to study with the intellect, but with the emotion. What does it mean to acquire reason?
To acquire reason, it means to prepare our kelim, and our kli is the vessel of reception. It's the desire, so that the desire will receive a form where I will be able to bestow to the Creator. And by bestowing to the Creator, by becoming like Him, in that I receive Dat, meaning feeling the upper that arranges my Kli in the correct fashion. But it's not like in our world where I can work only with my mind without changing. In the spiritual world, I first change, and then according to my change, according to the measure to which I change, I receive a fulfillment, and then accordingly I start feeling reason. Meaning the reason comes through the changes in the desire. If the desire doesn't change, I have no new reason. And Moscow 3.
Good morning, Rav. Can you say that faith is the rosh, the head that a person needs to build, and that it depends on the reflected light?
Yeah. True. Moscow 4.
Раб, скажите, пожалуйста, можно ли считать, что Творец увеличивает желание получать?
Please tell us, can we think that the Creator is raising the will to receive using the diseased illness of the friend? And if, as a result, they have complaints of the Creator, can they do it through the ten?
In the ten, you can do anything. Talk about it in the ten, discuss this together, and raise to the Creator.
A question from a friend, Rav. What kind of desires should we restrict? What exactly are those desires we need to restrict?
We have to restrict all desires as much as possible. All desires that are not related to becoming like the Creator. It means that we make a tzimtzum and leave only those desires that are similar to the Creator. Besides the desires that we have to work with, man, at work, with our family, these are corporeal things, and this is not praised or condemned.